My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, has Sickly Sue gone too far with the nonsense? Listen and enjoy.
Eight days later?
Yes, July 2nd to July 10th.
Jesus.
He goes, hey, babe. She goes, hey, hon, are you okay? He goes, I thought you might be busy with your dad. My time is up at the cafe. Let's talk tomorrow. See ya. She's like, my dad left the hospital at the weekend. Okay, hon. And here's a scammer. He's like, really, you know what? It's time to go. I've already scammed people that aren't on their deathbeds. I don't need this shit today. It's been a rough day. Nobody sent the money. I'm not putting in extra tokens in the machine. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I don't want to hear about your deathbed confessions.
Yeah, if I want all this shit, I'll try to scam WebMD.
He continues, okay, see ya tomorrow. See ya. Like he's Michael Kay. See ya. Oh.
I mean, this woman's got more ailments than a mahjong table in Boca.
Yeah. Wow. There's no way that came off the top of your head.
That's great.
A mahjong table
in Boca.
I think he's making fun of Jews again. Anyway, Sue goes, take care, hun. He goes, take care. Love you. And she must have put a smile or something. July 13th. He goes, hey, babes. She goes, hey, hun, how are you? He goes, I'm fine. And you? She goes, I'm okay, but it's so hot here right now. It's getting hot in here. Time to take off all your clothes. He goes, babe. He goes, babe, how is your dad doing? She goes, he had more breathing problems, so had to go back in hospital. But he's home right now. He's okay, but the kidney dialysis is making him feel very sick. Son of a bitch, woman, can we talk one day? Why must you make this difficult?
Now it's the kidneys.
I asked you for $50 for a phone, and we can't get to the point. What's the matter, Pip? You have a concerned look on your face.
Oh, no. I'm talking to Trucker Tom, but he's just said he would laugh if that didn't actually happen to his former roommate last summer.
Well, we didn't pick up the latest edition of Tom today. How are we going
to
know?
No, didn't know, but it's
was
like...
Tom talk, was this poor person talking to Mickey, too? Because if so, Mickey's just having a rough go of it. I can't find anybody.
Mickey's like the Black Widow.
Of course we feel bad. Yeah. But, you know, we don't interview everybody who listens to the show, though we could.
Yeah. We try.
If only there was more time. Joe, I have new projects for you. I'll be biting everybody. You'll be interviewing everybody.
What do I get to do?
You look at the stink bugs, stupid. It's what you do best.
Okay.
Let's see. He goes, please take good care of him and yourself, too. Seriously, woman, can you just get past these ailments?
Yeah, can I just have one conversation with you that doesn't mention an ailment?
Not for nothing. My sister Mavis and Belinda, her friend, this is a bunch of bullshit. I try to enter into the scamming business. I figured, you know what, maybe they're not so good at it.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. Maybe the people they were talking to weren't the problem. Maybe they're just not good. Maybe not everybody's an asshole. I'm gonna work somebody.
I'll show these girls how it works.
I'll show these dames how a real scammer works.
Yeah.
And then he runs into Sickly Sue.
Yeah, and he's like, oh,
why
my
God. Why hasn't
he
said the hell with it already?
Why the hell didn't Mavis or Belinda say the hell with it?
Yeah.
Because you know what, Joe? These Ghanaians have that American stick-to-itiveness.
God bless them.
Yeah, this God is the work them. Ethic that you wish our young people had,
I
Joe.
I wish they did. That Joe relentless tenaciousness.
Joe is unfurling an American flag, a little baby one as we speak.
Joe has great
and
respect
that's the other hand.
for these Ghanaian scammers. Joe endorses them.
Mm. If I only don't endorse we them, I endorse their work ethic.
If only we knew their international anthem,
and
we could all sing it
together. Speak English. Look at these, Joe.
That good old stick-to-itiveness.
Ah, yes. That's so absurd. She goes, yes, hon, and he's happy, but not good now. I'm fine, but worried about my dad. Well, thank God she's good. He goes, I know you're worried, and there's nothing wrong with it. She goes, can you give me 5 minutes, babe? Because my friend just posted that her daughter has gone missing.
Now a new tactic.
Listen, lady. You're finally feeling better, and now we got to play Magnum PI. Hey, John Walsh, we got to find some. Are you shitting me?
Amber Alert.
Let me ask you a question. When I was doing the whole Dr. Wawing Chow thing with Dick Eldorado and stuff like that.
See, looking back to the good old days.
Yes, the good old days. You started barking. Oh, you got to calm down. You're taking a little bit too far. Blah blah blah. You're gonna blow the whole thing. You think she's doing it right? You think she's doing that? I mean, she's getting a little far fetched with everybody being sick and kidnapped. It's like one hell of
part
a
of me thinks that, part of me vaguely recalls this actually going on to a degree, yeah. but part of me goes, you might have a point, Joe. I mean, let's get a little love. You know, at one point we were talking about hot lit skin and seeing each other, and now it's just nothing but strokes and heart attacks and pus.
People's missing. Yeah, and,
it's like, enough. We get it. Life sucks. But what about me?
What about
me?
Oh, okay.
Mickey.
Yeah,
Mickey.
Yeah, okay.
Fine, what about Mickey?
Okay, I got confused.
No, I was like putting myself in
Mickey!
This
Mickey! Mickey.
It's an interesting point, Joe. Maybe it is too much.
You know, I mean, so far he's keeping coming
but
back.
But he's still here.
Like, yeah, but they go like a week without talking as far as we know. So he's not invested the way I got Belinda invested, mm-hmm. spending hours a day. So maybe she has to up her game. Interesting. So she goes, can you give me 5 minutes? Babe, because my friend just posted that her daughter has gone missing. He goes, oops, sorry. Which is what you say. You always go, oops.
Oops.
Oops, sorry. Really?
What are you going to say, though? You were a kid. I mean, what? I mean, this kid's defense.
Oh, my God, that's awful. Can I write you a little bit?
Yeah.
That's what you write.
He said sorry.
But you know,
oops,
go, oops,
dropped
sorry.
The kid, sorry.
Oops, sorry. That's when you drop something on the floor, not when somebody's
missing. Yeah, he probably dropped his, like, burrito or whatever. He's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you got to ham it up. I mean, oh, my God, that's sorry.
You know what,
back.
Do you? Do you?
Yes.
Maybe you don't.
Yes, you
Maybe
do.
Maybe he's getting to the point, you know what, I'm not investing. I can't even pretend to give a shit anymore.
Well, that's well, because, and it goes back to my, no, and but it goes back to my thing, what I was saying. Maybe stuff's gotten so silly, maybe he's like, the hell with it.
Your illnesses are amusing.
Yeah.
He's just like, and who did you bring your father to? Dr. Wawing Chow!
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.